My name is Dara Blumenthal, and today I'm at the University of Kent in the UK to talk to the current editor of the Sociological Review monograph series, Professor Chris Schilling. Firstly, Chris, what is the Sociological Review monograph series?
The series consists of a twice-yearly edited collection of refereed papers on a specific theme or issue. It can be purchased as a freestanding book, but it's also included as part of the subscription to the international referee journal, the Sociological Review.
Can you tell us something about the background and history of the series?
Sure. Since Paul Halmos launched and edited the series in the 1950s, the Sociological Review monograph has been a forum at which key problems in the social sciences have been debated and indeed determined. By 2010, we've had well over 50 monographs published, and it's difficult to think of a topic or a theory which has not been illuminated by a monograph or a turn the monograph series has not navigated. Past editors and contributors amount to a roll call of key British sociologists. For example, T.H. Marshall, David Lockwood and John Goldthorpe on industrial societies and stratification, Margaret Stacey on the National Health Service, Roy Wallace on science, Janet Wolfe on literature, Chris Harris on the family, Pat Carlin on law, John Law on actor network theory, and, this list won't go on forever, Mike Savage on class, Lisa Adkins and Bev Skeggs on gender, and most recently Stephen Mellor and a colleague on Norbert Elias.
What, if anything, marks this series out as distinctive from its competitors?
Anthropologists, economists, feminists, historians, geographers and literary specialists have all been enlisted with an eye to developing sociology rather than fixing its disciplinary boundaries. Monograph editors have a tradition of commissioning established, but also new researchers who have something important to say about the state of sociology and also the state of society. I think it's the openness of monographs to this new critical thinking that defines their special character in the marketplace. Not being owned by a publisher, a university, or a specific association, we've got the independence to promote excellence wherever we see it, and I know our editorial board prizes that, especially in a publishing environment increasingly dominated by texts.
What is the status of the papers published in these collections?
As well as being fully refereed, all papers are included within the ISI Journal Citation Reports and the Social Science Citation Index. While published in book form then, each written piece has the status of an article. I know this is quite important to many colleagues, and I think it's one of the reasons the series continues to receive a good supply of strong proposals.
What advice would you give to anyone interested in editing a monograph?
Anyone thinking of putting together a proposal can email me with ideas. I'm always pleased to hear about potential monographs, and I'll be very pleased to discuss them with potential editors. Usually a monograph is edited by two people, and I welcome ideas covering any subject that can enhance our understanding of society or the social, however that may be conceived.
And when should potential editors send you actual proposals?
We have up to 2 formal calls for proposals a year. These will be advertised on our website and elsewhere. And the coming 2 calls, the deadlines for those are the 30th of November and the 31st of May. Successful proposals then have to be delivered to us in manuscript form 14 months later. Now, I work closely with the editors of each volume, and it's our experience that the time frame from commissioning to submission gives sufficient space for ideas to be worked up into interesting and important collections. For those of you thinking of putting in a proposal, possibly, this should be around 6 to 8 pages in length and follow the normal conventions. As well as the title, rationale, summary and sociological appeal, they should include a list of chapters, authors and chapter summaries.